irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Today is Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
and it's February, in case you don't know. And this is the day before Valentine's Day. So,
also known as Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day, why is that?
Because this is the day you're supposed to spend with your girlfriends.
Oh, okay. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Did you just find out or what?
I knew.
Oh, you knew.
I think that on Parks and Rec, Creation, that show, they coined the phrase Galentine's Day, but now it's like a known thing.
Okay. All right. And if you don't have a girlfriend, you go to the great love debate.
Yes.
Yeah. So everybody, if you're single and you're in LA and you don't have anything to do tomorrow, go to the great love debate. Just Google it. You can get tickets and everything. And I'm likely going to go. So unless I get cold feet.
I think you should go.
Do.
Yeah. I think you should do something that is different and uncomfortable, and you never know what will come of it.
You're right. You're right. You know? I mean, I need to do that. I need to put myself out there more.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. And so you're going to be with your friends and everything. So it's a Valentine's Day.
Galentine.
Or a Valentine's Day with friends.
Yes. Or Galentine's Day, because we're girls. So gal.
That's right. Yeah, girly girls.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. So in a few minutes, we have a very special guest, a returning guest. We're going to hear some music, and we're going to talk, and it'll be fun. And we're going to cover a few things. First, Jen's going to tell us how 50 Shades of Grey was.
Okay.
So she got to see it before everybody else.
Yeah, I was really actually excited to talk about it, because I think that if you read the book, you like the book, that you will like the movie, because it's very similar, I heard, in terms of like the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do say, and this is, you know, just commentary about the book. I didn't say these things, but that it's not well written.
The book is,
yes, that it's kind of cheesy and a little campy. It is a, you know, a romance novel, so they say things like Christian, Anastasia, and it's like very dramatic.
Yeah,
and it's like normal conversation, then all of a
people
sudden it
don't
gets
talk like
very
that.
Strange.
Yeah.
And it's like unrealistic. Exactly, people don't talk like that. So I think if you already bought into the idea of the book, you will like the movie. I like the movie for like certain elements. I thought, you know, the acting was well done by Dakota Johnson. I thought she was great. Marcia Gay Harden, who plays Christian Grey's mom, great. Some of the other people in the movie, great. I think that, of course, the dialogue could have been better. The pacing of the movie was so stressful to me, because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
So I kept waiting for like these crazy scenes to happen, and like I didn't know the story. So I was like on the edge of my seat for most of the movie, and then all of a sudden it just ends, and you're like, whoa.
Really?
Where did those 2 hours just go?
Wow.
Yeah, because it's just like, I think it ends because there's two more books.
Right.
So if you don't know where the first book ends, you're surprised when it does.
Really? So it kind of leaves you hanging.
Totally.
Wow.
Like unsatisfied.
Wow.
Yeah.
A movie should stand on its own.
I agree. Right? I mean, then again, I don't know. I don't know what to say about the ending for people that already like the book and stuff, but I wanted like a happy ending, or an ending, just an ending. Not like, I don't want to give it away, but like it just ends.
Right.
You're like, hello? Yeah. Is there more? And
there's
then it goes
some
black and you're
like that. I think actually American Sniper ended like that too. You know, it's just like they're by the truck and bam, they're just telling you he died. You know,
yeah.
It's like they sort of like spent 2 hours on his whole life, and then on
right.
his death they spent 2 seconds.
Okay, so imagine it's so, like
yeah.
that. And also it's like unrealistic. Like they kind of meet, fall in love, or not fall in love. They do whatever. And then it's like a sequence of events. You're like, where was the conversation about these things? Like, I need to be finessed. Like, I need to be worked into these situations. I don't want it to just like, now there's a contract, now they're in a weird relationship, now there's this. It's like, what? Like, let the audience in on it. I'm sure in the book there's more explanation of like how these things worked.
Right.
But in the movie it was very quick to get to like certain things where you're like, well, no one would really do that.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. But then again, in movies, a lot of things don't really happen in real life. You know, that's why they're movies.
Yeah, I mean, it just, it was unrealistic all around, but it was interesting because it's a different side of people that I'm sure happen that happens. And apparently dominatrixes around the country are boycotting this movie and protesting because they're like, they're giving us a bad light. Like, that's not what we do. That's not what we seem like. So
there's a dominatrix in the movie?
Well,
I thought the woman gets dominated.
Yeah, but the man is the one, like, apparently right. the dominant, and she's the submissive. But, like,
right. people around the... But dominatrix, they refer to women, usually.
Right. Well, they're still okay. saying that it's, like, putting a bad light on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I think this movie is, like, tons of controversy, and it's, like, on the news every single day, and everyone's, yeah. like, doing fashion around it and posts about 50 Shades of Grey. Lord knows I will, because I know that people will be looking for that this weekend, so I will get more followers if I post something that's geared toward that.
I guess you will.
Smart. It's just join the bandwagon for this weekend at least, and then move on. The music, I will say, was the best part of the movie.
Really? So yeah. you paid attention to the music?
Yeah, I'm pretty musical in my life. So, like, you know, memories are music-driven. Just life for me is music-driven. But I think Danny Elfman did the music, and he's just amazing. Mm. And every song was, like, perfect to a T. It was so, like, gritty that I almost wanted the movie itself to be grittier and more realistic.
Right.
So... Like kind of like Shame, when Shame came out. Did you see Shame?
No, I never seen Shame.
It was Michael Fassbender, and it was like about a dude that has a sex addiction.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
And that was more realistic to me because it was so gritty and like so dark. But like this movie was campy and dark. It was like you can't be everything to everyone, and it was a little bit of that.
Yeah.
The music was so good, though. It was like Beyonce and some other stuff, and it was just so good.
Yeah.
So buy the soundtrack.
So... So you felt unsatisfied at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no, like, ending, like you said. No conclusion to the story.
But if I had read the book and I knew what was coming, I probably would have been more satisfied because the book and the movie are similar.
Right.
So I would have known what I was getting and then I would have been satisfied with what I got.
But, you know, usually they make movies for people who did not necessarily read the book. So the story has to stand on its own. You know, they can't assume you read the book.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've seen movies based on books and they're pretty good. You know, there is a conclusion.
Yeah.
And all that. And when they do it like so, so obviously that they want to have sequels and stuff like that, that cheapens the movie.
Well, because there are the two other books. So I think they're going to make sequels. But, you know, I mean, if you sit and analyze it, you know, there was an ending to it, but it was so brief and like abrupt. And you get it, like one of the characters goes through a change and then that change happens though, like in the last 5 minutes of the movie and then it ends and you're like, okay, cool. I'm glad you realized what you needed to realize and now we have to leave this theater.
Oh, well, did this seem like the crowd liked it?
I think so, but there was laughing at points where you would be like, it's uncomfortable laughing. Like, people were laughing at the movie, not with the movie. Right. There were actually funny moments, like really funny lines and you know, moments. But the people that were laughing in the audience at those moments were laughing at the film.
Oh, wow.
Like, how unrealistic and absurd it was.
Really?
Yeah. But also, we're not going in thinking this is going to be like an Oscar-winning piece. This is... Fifty Shades of Grey, and I think that it's weird that it's opening Valentine's Day weekend because it's not a lot about love. It's kind of a weird dynamic.
But that's what they're saying. It's a love story. That's what people say. So I don't
know. An unhealthy one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Maybe it is, but still, they say it's a love story. So
yeah, well.
I don't understand. You know, I mean, what's different between that and just being kinky? You know, I mean, I don't understand. But maybe they're in love and kinky at the same time.
Well, you'll have to see the movie to find out.
Okay. And on that note, we're wrapping up the discussion on 50 Shades. Oh, wow. So, So my parents left.
Yeah.
And I'm down.
Sorry. Well, hopefully they'll get back and decide they want to move here.
Yeah. Well, my dad already made the decision. It's just my mom, you know. But even a rabbi talked to her. And
what?
Yeah.
Pulling out all the stops.
Gave her some advice. Yeah, exactly. My brother decided he's going to let his rabbi friend talk to her. But they always make sense, those rabbis, you know? They're pretty smart.
Totally. They I mean, a, and also you have a family so that you'd be by your family.
Right.
You know, where I have a family to move away from them.
Right.
Then again, you guys were here, so.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, we've been away from them long enough, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's time for them to come here. So, yeah, they're getting older, and the flight was too long for them, which I don't blame them. It's too long for me, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one of the reasons I wanted to move here is kind of selfish, so that way I don't have to fly there anymore.
Yeah. Do they dislike flying as much as you?
Well, more. I don't dislike flying. I just don't like being in the plane for 14 hours.
Well, you also feel unsafe. And
that's true, yeah, but that's a recent thing.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying to adjust to that, you know. But yeah, what can you do, you know?
Got to get places.
I know.
You still have to plan a vacation.
I do. I have to plan a lot of things, Jen. So, yeah. So, well, 50 Shades, I just wanted to bring up that I guess the critics are kind of mixed about it, right? Did you read the reviews?
I have not.
Yeah. They're kind of mixed about it. Some people are saying the story is not that great and all that, you know, so, yeah. But, you know, whatever. She's pretty, huh?
Yeah.
And he's handsome, too,
yep,
right?
Yep, very.
Is he a British guy?
No, I don't think so.
No?
He might be. I don't know. In the movie, he has no accent.
They always find the British guys, yeah. I know, they teach them the American accent.
They can do it better than we can.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They're saying, though, that his acting was a little stiff.
Really?
No pun intended. They said that, yeah. Not me. So.
Okay.
And I actually have to agree with them. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she had that in her. I didn't even know what else she's been in. But I know who, like, her family is, you know, Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. So
right.
She was bred to act. But she was great. She really was.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, you know, on the one hand, you know, I think actors, you know, like, I mean, the stars and stuff are overrated, you know, and I don't know, what was I going to say? Oh, that, you know, acting is like, you know, I do admire people that act because you have to be somebody else.
Right.
I don't think I could do that, you know, I have to be me. So, you know, that's why I'm saying it's not easy acting. You know, people think maybe it's easy and simple to do. But to take on someone's character and be convincing is very difficult, I think.
It is. I think so. I mean, I've been acting for a long time, but I personally prefer being myself. Because it's like you have to go into this dark place or, like, you know, you have to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and you have to feel. And it's a real job because who wants to go there? I mean, I guess there's a lot of people that do, or people that feel more comfortable being other people than themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Or dealing with reality.
Exactly.
So
I think it takes a special person.
It does. It definitely does.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get to some news later with our guest, but I want to bring her in now. I thought it might be a good idea to change it around a little bit and have the guest be in on the conversation as far as other topics too.
Yeah, great. You know?
So we'll see, but there's plenty to talk about. We have Anna Chase in the studio. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you so much. Hello,
welcome
everybody.
Back.
Thank you.
And Anna is a singer, a musician, and you're originally from Brazil, right?
No, I'm from Paraguay.
Paraguay, okay. I mean, your boyfriend from Brazil.
Yeah, he's okay. From Brazil, but I was born in Denver, actually. I was born in Denver, but I grew up almost my entire life in Paraguay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you go back to Denver sometimes? Do you have family there
No,
still?
I don't. No, my mom was studying there. It's a weird thing, you know, because my mom is Paraguayan and my dad is German. I grew up in Paraguay. I was born in America. It's like a whole...
Yeah,
it's like a salad of things.
And it's hard for you, right? I mean, is it difficult for you to feel like, where do you really belong?
Yeah, it's like, where do I really... Yeah, I mean... I felt like that in Paraguay a little bit. I mean, I have a lot of Paraguay's culture, so
right.
I feel comfortable there. But once I moved to LA, I actually felt that, yeah, this is my place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. They call it a marginal person when you're, like, part of, like, two or more cultures.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I've always been like that, you know,
yeah.
Because it's just, I came here and sometimes I'm trying to struggle of, like, Am I American? Am I Israeli? Am I both? And I am both. But sometimes you don't know where you belong. You know, sometimes it conflicts in a way. Although, luckily, you know, America is a lot like other countries in the West, you know, so it's easy to identify with it. And plus, you were born here, you know. So.
Yeah, so that made it a lot easier.
Right.
Yeah.
But did you move early on in your life to Paraguay?
I think I was like 3 years old.
3 years.
But I would come here like at least once every 2 years, maybe even once a year or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did mostly growing up there. I mean, there's still a tinge of accent and
stuff, definitely, right? Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So when you started talking, you weren't here already. And you had a family that's, at least your mom was from Paraguay?
Yeah, my mom is Paraguayan.
Right,
yes.
And she spoke to you in that language, right? What do you speak, like Portuguese or Spanish?
Spanish? Spanish, yeah. Only, I think only Brazil speaks Portuguese in South America.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how you were raised at home. And that's the thing. The language that you speak is the language you hear at home.
Right. Do your kids speak Hebrew?
Well, that's the thing, is that people are telling me, well, why didn't you teach your kids Hebrew? Well, you know what? Their mom is American. She speaks English. And we were speaking English at home. And that's what they learn, you know. Some, you'd have to take out special time to teach them another language, you know? And
for
it's
sure.
Like, who's got the time for that, you know? So, but now they regret that they didn't, you know? I mean, we try to send them to Hebrew lessons and stuff, but they didn't, they weren't into it, you know?
My dad sent me to a German school.
Really?
So, a very
strict you speak German, too?
I speak German.
That's awesome.
And my grandma would speak German to me all the time. She lives in Paraguay for like 50 years now, and she still has such a strong accent.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, a super strong accent.
Do you know how old she was when she came? Paraguay?
No.
She was probably older in her life, though, right?
She was probably 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah.
By then, you don't really lose your accent.
No,
you know?
I mean, she didn't.
Yeah.
So, I guess you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I came here at 16 and I haven't lost it. And they say that you have to be... to start speaking a new language before a certain age, before you don't take on the accent. I think it's like 12 or 13 or something, you know.
Okay.
Where you can pick it up and... Just like that.
So
yeah.
I'm
I mean,
my accent will forever.
We're not the sponges.
Stay around.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to get used to it for people asking where are you from.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I know sometimes it's irritating, but because you just want to be an American, you know, it's just like, don't ask me, you know, you don't ask Jen where she's from.
Actually,
but then
people
again, people
do
right? Because in LA, everybody's from somewhere.
That's true, but also I have a very deep voice, so. I don't know. People assume I'm from New York.
Really?
And I have dark hair.
Okay. I could see that, but because of the accent.
Yeah. But okay. I'm from Miami. But then when I say I'm from Miami, they're like, oh, yeah, I totally hear your accent. I'm like, what accent?
There's no accent.
No, but apparently people associate Miami with like a...
Southern accent?
No, like a Cuban accent. I'm like, well,
really?
You have to be Cuban to have that accent.
Yeah.
And also speak Spanish. So I do know, I have neither of those things. So what are you saying? Where's, I don't have an accent. I just have a deep voice. Leave it alone. It's puberty.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah. I got a couple comments that people love your voice.
Really?
You know? Yeah, there was one on Facebook, too.
What?
Yeah, why not?
Where are these comments? I don't even see them.
Well,
I want to see them, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you where it is. But no, I mean, do you like your voice?
I it's mine, so
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. But everybody thinks their own voice is weird, right?
When you hear it. I think when you listen back, I don't find mine to be weird. I like it.
I think because you're used to
right,
it.
Right, I hear
now.
Me every day.
Exactly, you know. But the reason is most people don't like to hear their voices taped because we hear our voice from inside, you know,
and
so it's a different voice.
Definitely.
Right. Like, people won't do voicemail messages because they hate how their voice sounds.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's like the automated one.
Yeah, I don't like, I'm not sure I like my talking voice. I mean, I still feel uncomfortable listening to it after.
Yeah.
At least it's singing, recording, but.
Yeah,
talking,
and singing, you don't
different.
Really hear accents and stuff, yeah. Because you don't use the vowels in the same way.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Unless you're Shakira, then you hear the accent.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You can hear her accent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she yodels.
True. That's
really?
True. Yes. It's. I mean, it's kind of a, I mean, between yodeling and singing.
I don't even know. It's,
it's like, something like that.
Yeah.
Nathan. I love her, though.
Me, too. It's just weird.
So, Anna, you're a musician.
I am.
And have you been, do you consider yourself a musician all your life, pretty much?
Yes, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, I mean, that's what I'm focusing on 100% right now. So.
Sounds good. So from early on, you felt you have to be a musician, right? You have to sing.
I mean, in Paraguay, it's not something common to do, you know. It's, if you want to do it, it will be a hobby. So that's one of the main reasons I decided to move to LA.
Right.
You know, and people don't really take you that serious if you're a musician back in Paraguay. They will be like, okay, so you're a musician, and what else do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens here a lot too, but it's here in LA, it's more common, you know. It's
right.
I mean, it's better.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, I mean, it takes a lot of courage, I think, to decide I'm going to be a musician, you know, and it's.
And also to leave your country to do it.
Yeah, for sure. And your family, friends.
Yeah. So you came here, you didn't know anybody, right?
I didn't know anybody.
Because you left early on in your life.
Yes, I didn't know anybody.
Right. Wow, that takes a lot of courage. How old were you when you came here by yourself?
I was 20, 19.
Wow.
19, yeah.
That's pretty early. Although, you know, I mean, I came here when I was 16.
But didn't you come with family?
No, I had family here, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I stayed with them for a while. Yeah, uncle
okay.
and aunt, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed with them for a while. It wasn't a lot of fun, let me tell you. But, but at least you have somewhere to go. And but, yeah, when you come to a city, you don't know anybody and stuff. It's hard, huh?
It's hard, but I enrolled to college, which made it way easier. There were a lot of other kids in my same situation, so I could identify with them. I make really good friends, so.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. See, when you come young, it's easier to make friends, I think, you know.
Probably.
People are more into socializing and stuff.
Well, you're in classes, you know, you're in places where you'll meet other people.
Right.
When you're older, you have, like, a job maybe, and that's where you meet those people.
Right.
You don't even like all those people.
Right. And so. It's cool everybody's on the market, you know. So, yeah, for sure. So you came here, and do you write your own music?
I do write my own music, and you met Leandro. He's my boyfriend. He's my producer. He's my, arranger. So he helps me out a lot. Most of the times I will come up with a melody or lyrics, and he will help me arrange it, or he will give me other ideas, or sometimes he will come up with a cool chord progression, and I'll sing on top of it. So we work together a lot, and... Yeah, but
cool.
I write most of my songs, yeah.
Yeah. So when you guys work together, it doesn't interfere with the relationship or anything?
It doesn't really. I mean, it did at the beginning, but we found a way to manage it, you know, in separate things.
Each one knows their own place, I guess, in the situation, right?
And we work so well together, we don't want to...
Right.
Yeah. Toss out in the trash either, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Because we feel very comfortable together. Like, I feel I can tell him whatever I want, and he can tell me whatever he wants. It's not like he will feel uncomfortable to tell me, hey, you're singing flat, or no, that's super cheesy, or, you know, he will tell it to me. He will say it to me, and so will I.
Yeah. It's better he tell you that somebody
else.
Right,
exactly.
Else, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, but... That's the thing. I won't get mad at him if he does.
Because he wants the best for you. So
exactly.
You believe it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. So you've been recording songs and stuff. How many songs do you think you've recorded already? Have you counted?
I didn't really.
Really?
In the past year, probably. I mean, I've done a lot of collaboration with DJs too. I don't know if I told you this, but I've been at the Road to Ultra last year.
Okay.
You know, the Ultra?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They do it in Miami all the time.
Oh yeah.
My God, I'm dying to go there. And I've done the Road to Ultra, that it's like a, I don't know, like an Ultra, but they have the franchise all over the world, and they did it in Paraguay. So I performed there with a DJ, one of my collaborations, which was a lot of fun. I probably did like 4 collaborations with DJs last year. End of last year, plus the 4 songs of my EP, plus maybe 3 singles or something like that. So
very cool. So you've been productive.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep myself busy, you know.
That's cool. So now you're like in a competition or something. It's called Grammy Amplifier, right?
It is. Yeah, it's called Grammy Amplifier, and it's organized by the Academy, by the Grammy Academy. So
really?
It's a huge deal. So I really need as many votes as I can get.
Okay. So how did you? How did the idea come about? How did you find out about this?
I found out about it through school. College.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did it. Last edition, I was part of it already, and I made it to the finals, but I did not get selected by the judges. So hopefully this year that will change. Right. Again, I'm in the top five right now.
Really?
I was in top four, and then this other band, they just, I don't know what they did, and they,
So what happens if you get selected?
If I get selected, they have three prizes. They select three winners. And it's like a boost for artists, you know, because they will give you the chance to perform at South by Southwest. Then they give you the chance to open, have an opening act for major artists. And they give you also the chance to tour. That is only one prize. Yeah. Then you can also get the chance to record a professional video clip with an amazing team. I mean, it's the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would expect it to be the best. And you also get the chance to have a professional recording with a Grammy-winning producer.
Oh, wow. Very tempting.
That's very awesome.
It is very awesome. So, yeah, hopefully I'll get there.
Yeah.
The curator, they call it the curator. He's the one who chooses who gets what. It's Mark Ronson this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's the one who... The one that does Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Bruno Mars.
I don't know.
Is it usually a DJ, or who is it that usually is the curator?
I think last year was actually David Guetta.
Oh.
I don't know if that's a coincidence. They both are DJs.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, it was him. And then there's the ambassadors that help also in the decision. Last year was Ariana Grande, and this guy. I don't remember his name. The country.
It's okay.
Hunter Hayes. Hunter Hayes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and this year is. Oh my god! Oh, it's Ziggy Marley. I'm really hoping him to listen to my stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and two other artists, another country one, and yeah.
Ziggy Marley, that's Bob Marley's son?
Son, yes.
Oh, I thought maybe grandson or something.
No, his son.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. Bob amazing. Marley would have been pretty old by now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, probably in the 60s, 70s even. Yeah.
I would think even more. No.
Yeah. So he's got a young son? How old is he, do you think?
I don't know. Ziggy must be like 30.
Oh, okay. So yeah. He's not that young. Okay.
No. I can look it up. But yeah, he's amazing. And he's like continued with the legend. I mean,
with the legend. Yeah, yeah.
He does like reggae and all that.
He does reggae. And
wow,
he's just great.
Very cool. So now when did this contest start?
It started in probably like 10 days ago, end of January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it started end of January, and the voting ends on the 20th of February.
Okay, so it's coming up.
It's coming up, yes. Okay. I have less than 10 days.
Okay, well, those of you listening, we're talking to Anna Chase, and she has joined the Grammy Amplifier, which is a contest. And she's going to win a lot of goodies.
I will. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I want to hear her music.
Yeah. So that's what we're not just going to ask you to go and support her, but we'll tell you what kind of music you're supporting. So we're going to play that. Everybody go to the website. It's annachase.com, A-N-N-A, chase.com. And you can check out the music and the Grammy Amplifier and everything else. So you'll get more information on that. So we're going to play a song called That's What Happened, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's in the competition.
Oh, that's the one in the competition?
Yes.
So you only get to enter one song,
You
right?
get to enter one song, and you get amplified by if the people hit play or they share your music.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So that's what people need to do is just to go to the website and amplify, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they can find the link on my Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. And it's on my site, as you said.
Really? So now, so if you click on amplify, Oh, with Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. So you have to sort of sign in just so people don't like go and click on it over and over.
Once you click on Amplify, it will give you the option to share.
Right.
And once you share it, that will count as an Amplify.
Right.
And you can do this every hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Once every hour.
You already have a few thousand. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thankfully,
good
yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
That's cool. So they let the people decide, or do the judges decide?
No. You have to have as many votes as you can to go on through the next round.
I see. Okay.
It's all on the judges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very cool. So, I mean, it takes courage to do this, you know, because you don't know if you're going to succeed or not. In that, but it's worth trying, right?
Definitely. And it gives you a lot of, I mean, with the promotion of it all, people like to see what you're doing and to support you. So it helped me a lot to get more people involved in what I'm doing. So
yeah, awesome. Okay, so we're going to play Anna's song. It's called That's What Happened. And then you can tell us a little bit about it as well.
A girl like me.
All right. Anna Chase, that's what happens. Cool song. So, yeah, I love it.
Uh-huh. I really like it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you're right. You can't hear your accent when you sing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
Good.
It's usually not the case, you know, because we get a lot of like British artists and stuff, and you can't tell their accent either, you know.
True.
So, yeah, that's usually the case. Now, this was produced, recorded, Le Dib. Is that Leandro?
Yeah, that's Leandro. Right. Yeah.
How did he get that name, Le Dib?
Because it's actually his name.
You know? Really?
Yeah, I mean, Le is his nickname, and Dib is his last name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, if he hears this and he hears that I'm calling him Leandro, he's like, don't call me Leandro.
Yeah,
just call me Le Dib, okay?
It's just, yeah, it's because I do, because that's how I remember him.
Yes.
Okay.
And I do too. I mean, I call him Leandro all the time.
Yeah.
But he prefers me to call him Le Dib for his artistic name. I mean, he wants people to know him by Le Dib.
Okay. Well, yeah, we should call people by the names they want us to call them.
Le Dib.
Right.
That's it.
Well, this is very cool. So tell us a little bit about the group of musicians you have. Those people that are usually the same ones on every song, or studio musicians?
Yeah, I recorded that EP with the same musicians throughout the entire EP for the four songs. I'm performing with a different band right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to record with this new band right now. I've recorded that with Marcelo Bucater on drums, Gio on bass, Leandro on guitar. Also, Lino Andrade, he's a friend of ours that he also helps us out a lot. We had, what else? Bass, drums, guitar. Of course, I'm on vocals. I recorded drums at this place called The Hobby Shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this the guy that owns it, it's called Andrew Murdrug. Oh, my God. I have such a hard time with R's. Yeah. See my accent right there. Murdrug.
Murdrug.
Murdoch, there you go, Murdoch. Okay. Oh my God, it's not that hard. He's an amazing guy too. The sound of drums came out amazing thanks to him, and he worked with huge artists such as Linkin Park and some other guys. So
very cool. Wow. Yeah. Very nice. It's nice to work with people who know what they're doing. You know.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Wow. Now I'm looking at the cover of this. This is you, right? I mean. Wow, I mean, you got some killer body there.
Oh, thank you.
You got to show it off more. You know what? Just sing in a bikini, and that'll sure to
and that's
get
it.
You. Yeah,
that's
you know.
It.
In case you're number two and not number one, that'll help you go.
Okay, yeah. next time, it's like just lip sync in a bikini, and that will make it.
Not quite, no. But so this is very cool. Now I wanted to. So the EP, how many songs are on it?
Four
songs.
Yes, I released it on September last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty recent.
It is, and I'm planning to release new stuff this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long does it usually take on recording a song?
Well, I worked on this EP for about 6 months.
Oh, really? On four songs, 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
it does take a while.
It is, because you can do it in a shorter time, but I just wanted to make sure to take care of every detail, and I didn't want to really to rush it.
Right, yeah, so there's no point to rush
Yeah, you know? I wasn't in a hurry to have it done, but yeah, so.
Oh, wow.
Very if people cool. get the chance, you should listen to it, because I think I'll take it down this year to put not new stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, put all of it up. Who cares? People want to listen to your stuff, they'll want to listen to everything.
Yeah, probably.
That's true. But no, you have a great voice, and you know it's powerful, and you know, I mean, it's really good. I mean, I could connect
Thank
with the music,
you.
And
Thank
the
you.
Song is good too. You know,
Thank
is it
you.
From a personal experience?
It is. It is from a personal experience. Yes.
Oh wow! So you were paying attention to the lyrics?
That's what happens when you leave a girl like me. Yeah,
yeah.
That hit home.
We move on fast,
right?
It's kind of those. It's that. Kind of song where you're like, you try to pretend you move on fast, you
right.
know. It's like, whatever, I'll move on fast, you know, but you just want to let them guys know that you're strong enough to move on, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that you're not gonna break down if they leave you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that
you will try not to.
Right. And also that the window of opportunity for them to return is very small.
It's super small. Extremely small.
We will move on. So either make it like do better or we'll leave.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and a totally side note, yesterday there was one of our video shows and they brought in a model. Her name is Katie Cleary. I don't know if you've heard of her. She was on America's Top Model. She was one of the models on what's that? Let's Make a Deal with Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
What's it called? Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, that.
So so she came and she told the story. I mean, I Googled her, and the first thing you see is her husband committed suicide. And, you know, you don't know. I mean, you know, people get, like, really desperate and stuff when things like this happen. And, you know, I mean, he saw they published, like, I guess this was, like, everywhere because maybe she's, like, semi-famous or whatever, you know, in certain circles as a model. But that story was, like, everywhere, you know, TMZ, People Magazine and all that. And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, to and but that's the thing is that they showed her pictures with, like, partying with Leonardo DiCaprio and stuff. It's like, how do you deal with that, you know?
Yeah.
So so that just kind of reminded me, you know,
so
when you leave somebody.
So she managed to move on somehow.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but he wasn't able to move on, you know.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, and that's very sad, I think.
That's a really sad story.
But yeah, it is, you know, but I remember there was a song by Dr. Hook called When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was like 20, 21, and I was in a relationship with a very beautiful woman from Texas and stuff. You know, the Texas kind, like cowboy cheerleaders type of a thing. And yeah, so what am I trying to say about that? Oh, that she was very beautiful. And I remember the song. It goes like, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, you watch your friends, and, you know, because everybody's trying to take her, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. The whole song is like that. So, yeah. But I like the idea of, like, you know, strong women, you know, being able to move forward and don't get, like, all, you know.
All dependent about it.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, I mean, there's some women, I think, you know, in those romantic views and stuff, they think, like, I know when I was in a relationship once, she's like, she got me this whole plaque that says we're like a bird with two wings, each one of us is a wing or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, but to me, it's like if you become one, then when you separate, you're two halves. You know, I don't think it's a good thing to be so intertwined into each other when you break up. It's devastating.
Right.
Definitely. I mean, I think it gets to a point where you know who you can share your other half with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there were just some relationships in my life where I knew that they were not the one, I guess. But right. I was in love and I was having a good time, so.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you still got plenty of time. Are you thinking marriage already?
No, I'm not. Don't worry. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
No.
Do you have any big Valentine's Day plans?
I do. Well, I actually don't have a plan, but. And I was thinking this on the way to the radio. I'm like, I did not plan anything for Valentine's, and I've been over a year with my boyfriend, and we always do so many fun things, and we're like, we didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
We're like, we have no idea.
But that's good because you have
Valentine's
Day all year.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every day should be special.
That's true.
That's very true, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we'll figure something out for sure. We're going to go watch 50 Shades of Grey.
You are.
Yeah. I mean,
did you read the book?
So is the rest of the country.
Okay, well,
I didn't. Good luck, right?
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Have fun.
Maybe read a little bit about it online. Like, I think the Wikipedia article actually says a lot about the book.
Okay. Yeah. And tomorrow is the release, though, right?
Today.
Yeah,
oh, it's Friday. Today.
Yeah.
Because I was just so scared to go to the movies because I don't like it when it's too crowded.
I hate that.
I can't stand
that.
Well,
it will be crowded this weekend.
Okay, so probably already sold out.
Okay, so probably then I'll change my plans for Valentine's. Then I'll just, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, it's not the most, like, warm and fuzzy movie.
To watch on Valentine's. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a happy ending.
Okay.
So, I don't want to, like, ruin it for other people, but...
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a rom-com. It's not a rom-com.
Okay, let's just watch How I Met Your Mother at home and have wine or
maybe
something like that.
Maybe that.
Okay. That could work.
Now, do you have any, like, influences in your music? I mean, are there people that you really love?
Yes. Musicians? My whole teenage era was about listening to Christina Aguilera and try to imitate her. So right. I think she's a big influence in the way I sing, maybe, or I don't know. But I used to listen to her a lot. Also, my mom would play Queen on the car all the time when I was younger.
Really?
So, yeah.
Queen
I
is
think
cool.
That influence, they're yeah. amazing. Michael Jackson as well.
Uh-huh.
And mainly yeah. pop artists. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been listening to Michael actually lately.
Really?
I don't know why. I went on Spotify, added some songs. So I added Jackson 5, Michael Jackson,
yeah.
all that. Yeah, I haven't listened to it in a while.
It's the kind of song that will last forever.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he's really written a lot of songs, and his voice is just great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Man in the Mirror is still my favorite.
Really?
Great.
Yeah.
Dirty Diana is my favorite.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Mine's Billie Jean, you know, I like the beat.
Yeah.
And Thriller, too. Mm-hmm.
I do a cool cover of Billie Jean in my performances.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a breakdown version of it.
Yeah, it's a cool song. I mean, the beat on it, you can't beat it. You can't beat the beat.
You can't beat the beat.
Yeah.
You can't beat Michael Jackson, really.
No.
Yeah. Well, so those of you just joining us, we're speaking to Anna Chase, a musician originally born in Denver and moved to Paraguay. It was Denver, right? In Colorado?
Yeah, Denver, Colorado. Yes.
Right. And because I remember the Colorado, I wasn't sure about the Denver part. And she's competing in a contest called Grammy Amplifier. And you guys can help. All you have to do is click. And if you guys can't go and click, then I don't know what to say anymore. You know, it's funny because sometimes
just hit play.
It's yeah, exactly. Just, yeah. On Facebook, sometimes people will think for an hour, should I click on like or no? You know, it's like, come on, man. I mean, what? It's not such an effort.
It's not a commitment.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
a marriage proposal.
Just click on the damn thing. You know?
Let me tell you something funny. I posted it on my Facebook page. The post got 1,200 likes.
Wow.
Yes. But the people actually didn't go into the link and yeah. did what they had to do. I mean, people, come on.
I know. It's like you're lazy.
Well, that's an extra step. And, you know, people don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
You know, the only thing that the problem with these things is like you have to log in, you know. And then when you do, you go, wait a minute. I'm just voting here. I don't want to give all my information.
It's true.
And that's what they do, you know. They need to be able to monitor this some other way, you know,
right.
where they prevent fraud and stuff, but still
yeah.
make it easy, you know.
But if you can only hit play, you don't have to log in to hit play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that will okay. already count as an amplify.
Wow. Okay. Now,
so that's even easier.
That's even easier. It's just go to the link, hit play, and that's it. And let me tell you a little secret: if you hit amplify, you just click like share with Facebook, Twitter, uh-huh. or Tumblr.
Right.
And it will automatically raise the counter. You don't really have to log in.
Oh, okay, cool. Very nice. Okay, well, you guys got to do this, you know.
It's super easy.
Oh, my God. It's like literally, I pulled it up on my phone even. You can just do it there.
Yeah.
Like,
you can
play
do it on your phone.
Amplify. Really.
And you can do that every hour. So if you have nothing to do and, you know, you're like, let me help this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got to help out, you know. I mean, what the hell, you know? She's making it. She's very talented, and all she needs is a few clicks. So let's do that. The okay, so to find it, the direct link to Grammy Amplifier is kind of long, so just go to Anna Chase's website and you can do it from there. It's annachase.com, Anna with two N's, and you guys can support her, help her, great music, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and click on Amplify.
Awesome.
Okay, that's the
least
I can do. Right?
Thank you so much.
Since you graced us with your presence here this morning.
Please, always I'm love so having happy to you. Be here.
I just hit play. So
she did. I
raised
saw it.
One counter.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I tried to do it again to be sneaky, but you're right. It won't do it.
No, it won't. No, no, no.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Much success with your career. You're always welcome to come back and promote
everything else. Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and maybe we will be known
same
as...
to you guys.
Thanks,
we
same.
Will be known as the radio show that made Anna Chase, you know. So don't
you
forget
never
us.
Know.
You never
don't
know.
Forget us when you hit the big time.
I won't. Okay. I promise.
Awesome. All right, folks. Today's Friday. Which means we get 2 days off. Go and do whatever it is that you like. Have a great Valentine's Day. Jen, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, too.
One listening to worry about is 50 Shades of Grey
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. I've already done it.
So you can move forward. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.